answering of disaster, as ye may understand. And that brings forth upon this year the shores of Newfoundland. Then in the month of September, the date I cannot give, when everything upon the sea they found it hard to live, when boats and vessels found it hard, and also brigantine. Around the coast of Newfoundland, the like was seldom seen. No many of our fishermen was caught out in this gale, which caused as many's the bravest heart this moment for to feel. Captains in particular, their names I will ring for. Tobias Murphy from the Rams, Tom Hen from Pityfor. Those two boats were on Saint Mary's bank when the storm began to rise. They quickly got underway to save their precious lives. Then under a close reef canvas, to run before all sea. The first landfall I heard Tom saw was the pint in Golden Bay. They made the land quite handy, the fog being rather thick, with lop and tide upon both sides, which hove a heavy key. Tom hoist his double reef mainsail to clear around the cave. It was his only chance he saw of danger to escape. Nigh Harry hadn't dishonor long, he was forced to lower her down. She just could bear it long enough to clear her house around. And when they got her around the cape, most dismal was the shout. When broke a sea upon the boat, they think it was brightly rough. For a quarter of an hour more, the seas like mountains foam, and those poor boys give up their lives and all their friends at home. The people watching from the shore, they would cast their eyes around, where they would not behold that day their fair friends to sink down. The boat was there for to be seen when the sea would clear away. And many The priest he read the rosary, it was heard with open ears. Our blessed mother rose her hand and brought her children clear. Tobias Murphy he met low, and also rather late. The wind it took him on the bear before he reached the cave. Then under a Tory foresail he was forced to bear away. Near under Farnart Harbour, down in St. Mary's Bay. Now Peter Murphy, he took charge, they taught him bells to steer. His compass had been washed away, and the morning was not clear. Now this poor man he had a long charge, when Islam was his doom. When broke a sea upon the boat and swept him to his tomb. Such thoughts never run in his head, so brave and hearted mind. He done his best to save the boat when he saw the sea behind. Jim Bruce went deaf to help him, not thinking he would go. When broke a sea swept him away in fathoms down below. Now wasn't the heart in a dismal sight to see those two men drown, and could not get to save them on, may watch them sinking down. The boat was overpowered with sea, and seldom would she breathe. We had to go and leave our friends in a white and a watery grave. Now we'll go home to our friends who'll mourn, as ye may understand. May the Lord have mercy on their poor souls, to show us a new friend.
Great.
Boy,
that's a great song. How many verses is that, I wonder?
What?
I didn't count.
See what I know. See what I know, we know. Come over.